know the place, located in the southwest quadrant of Manchester and 270. Harry and Stavro Karagiannis continue to make Surf and Sirloin the same amazing place to dine that it's been for 23 years. You can dine in intimately for two or ask about customized private party rooms for 25 up to 170 people. Open for lunch Tuesday through Friday and dinner 7 days a week and serving USDA prime beef. That is the top 2% of any meat sold in the country. Check out their menu online at surfandsirloin.com. From the beautiful new 590 The Fan KFNS studios in Kirkwood, I'm Tim Woodburn. Pinion's Playhouse and the third and final hour of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon with Franco Pinion just around the corner.
Hey, St. Louis, it's time for you to get cleaned up at Lady Jane's Haircuts for Men in Brentwood on Hanley Road just south of Highway 40 or O'Fallon on the corner of Highway K and Fizey Road. Lady Jane's Haircuts for Men in St. Louis, it's wicked awesome.
Club Fitness has something for everybody, and we're extending our offer. Join by February 28th and get 2-for-1 enrollment or 50% off individual enrollment.
2-for-1? So I could join with my BFF?
Or family member?
Or your Valentine?
About that.
No worries. Club Fitness has always given members some love with free kids club and 24-hour access.
24/7? I've got a date with Club Fitness.
2-for-1 enrollment or 50% off individual enrollment. Join by February 28th. Some restrictions apply.
Play where the pros play. When you head to spring training in Jupiter, Florida, stay at PGA National Resort and Spa. Beautiful golf courses right there on the property and a world-famous spa. Plus, they have a great Cardinal package for you for spring training. The Cardinal package includes 2 nights, accommodations, 1 ticket to a Cardinal game, full breakfast daily in Palm Terrace, and a retail gift from the Cardinals. You can get it by going to PGAResort.com or by calling 561-627-2000. That's 561-627-2000.
It's the year of the tortoise and the hare. New dealers are racing down the fast lane to cash in on the crop of first-time RV buyers. Meanwhile, tortoises like Byerly RV are plodding along, servicing 2 or 3 generations of RV customers. Shopping for an RV shouldn't feel like running the gauntlet. If you feel the pressure, slow down. Take a detour. I forget, how did that race turn out? We are Byerly. RV sales, service, parts, and rentals since 1948. Byerly, a local family employee-owned RV dealer.
For the rest of your life,
Byerly Trailer.
For the rest of your life,
Byerly Trailer.
Rediscover your family, show them you care
for the rest of your life.
You gotta be there.
Check us out at ByerlyRV.com. Eureka, Missouri.
Hollywood Casino. Come play, where the rewards and thrills never end. Catch the big game with a cold beer from 99 Hops House. It's your play call with 99 different beers to choose from and great food to fuel your fun. Enjoy live sports entertainment where you're always on the winning team. Hollywood Casino St. Louis. Must be 21. Gambling problem? In Missouri, call 1-888-BETS-OFF or visit 888-BETS-OFF.org.
More fresh thinking from Schnucks. As you look over our bountiful selection of fresh fruits and vegetables, know that every melon, every potato, every head of broccoli has been stared at and studied 3 times before it's ready to buy. But go ahead, look it over, sniff it, listen to it. It's your right. And you look cool doing it. This week, get bagged bananas for only 49 cents a pound or less. Schnucks, fresh every day.
I know a lot about Sharp City.
And it's great.
Whether you're looking to fillet up a Dover sole or slice into your favorite cattleman's cut, the folks over at Bertarelli Cutlery know all the ins and outs about how to get your kitchen knives as sharp as the dickens. Family owned and operated for over 50 years, Bertarelli Cutlery offers St. Louis's finest knife sharpening services, as well as having all the gadgets and gizmos for your kitchen needs. So head on down to Bertarelli Cutlery on the Hill, visit them on Facebook or online at BertarelliCutlery.com.
At the Gatesworth, you set the standard for exceptional senior living. Our warm residential setting and commitment to personalized service ensure that each resident has what they need, when they need it, and the way they like it. Start with an active routine, relax, and savor each moment. Visit us on Facebook or schedule a personal tour and see for yourself how the Gatesworth does senior living your way.
Well, Looking to wet your whistle? Well, Hotshot Sports Bar and Grill has you covered. Swing by one of Hotshot's 11 area locations and try the featured beer of the month. This month, enjoy a pint of Budweiser. It's available for an exclusive price at Hotshots throughout February. There'll be a new featured beer each month in 2018, and you can get the skinny on all of them at HotShotsNet.com. Hotshots, all the games, all the time, for over 25 years.
Hi, this is Tim Woodburn. My firm, Gateway Investigations, has been in business in St. Louis for over 10 years. We use modern GPS technology to find people or to figure out what they're doing when you're not around. Call me, 238-1367, or email me, tim@gatewaypi.net.
Blank expression on your face.
I get that a lot. Well, good afternoon and welcome to the February 26th edition of Pinions Playhouse, brought to you by Gateway Lock and Security. And we're also going to have a sponsor for the joke. The joke will be sponsored by Mathena Heating and Cooling, because we are jammed up and jelly tight, as the song once said, because we're not on the air Wednesday. Wednesday, we're kicked off for basketball. If Illinois wins, we're kicked off Thursday. Most people say, probably not going to happen. So we'll probably be here Thursday. But you'll know when you turn on the radio. But we're here today, and that's what counts. So let's get on with it.
Hey!
All right, at the control board, 19 years he spent living in England, 10 of those in Birmingham, England. That's right, but he's American now. He was born in America. He's actually an American-born citizen of the good old United States of America. He just doesn't talk like it. He is Trevor Limey Phillips. Say hello to everyone or anyone. We don't care.
Hello to everyone out there. I hope you're enjoying the show and having a great day. It will only get better.
Oh, what a great attitude.
Wow.
Isn't that just... Everybody feels better now. Heir to the Levi Strauss fortune. Mm-hmm. Dan Levi Strauss in the house with his trouser mouse.
And if I only had a brain.
Dan, say hi to your sponsor.
I would love to say hi, and thanks to Mark and Jason from Stiefel. And if you're changing jobs and have a retirement account, you can give them a call. They will give you a complimentary portfolio review. Absolutely free. Stiefel is a member SIPC and NYSE. For their phone number and more, go to
markandjason.com.
And happy birthday to Levi Strauss, who came over, was born in 18-something or other. And happy birthday to my brother Mark, too.
So. Why wouldn't you say it this way? Happy birthday to my great-great-great-grandfather, Levi Strauss.
Happy birthday to my great-great-great-grandfather, Levi Strauss.
See, it personalizes it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I know you don't like to brag about it or call attention to it. That's a great character trait, but something to be proud of. All right. Well, you heard that news a couple minutes ago. The man's voice, that was Tim Woodburn's voice. He's a newsman. I'm sorry, what? Is that all he does? What a stupid question. Of course, he's so much more. Of course it's not all. Yes, he's a private investigator. Tim, say hi to your sponsor.
Thank you, Frank. My firm, Gateway Investigations, has been a licensed PI firm in Missouri since 2008, coming up on our 10-year anniversary this October. If you want to sue somebody, but you don't know really how to go about doing it or what it's going to cost or how do you make sure they get served, I can help you with that. For a free consultation, email me, tim@gatewaypi.net.
All righty. Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven.
Your horse is hind, yeah.
Rad Boy is a one-track mind. What's it about? What do you think about Rad Boy?
Jeez.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Give it up, if you would, please. For the greatest, well, I have the proclamation. It just came down this morning. This is to certify and commend and congratulate the orchestra that has been named Best
in-studio radio orchestra of any radio station in the entire St. Louis metro area. And then it has Bruce Limprist and the all-boy orchestra, 590 The Fan. Yeah!
Wow.
Yeah! How about that, huh?
Who wrote that?
There you go, Bruce.
Did Eric Greitens sign that? Did Eric Greitens sign that proclamation?
He almost had time to sign it. And he was just, he was just about to sign it, and some stuff came up.
He was tied up?
Yeah.
He got tied up. Don't worry, Bruce. We'll get it signed, Bruce. We'll get him or the next mayor, we'll get it signed. Don't worry about it. That's what it says. It matters.
Ex-governor. Same thing, Dave.
We'll get it done. If the lieutenant governor has to do it, Bruce, don't worry about it. It's what it says that matters. It says you're the greatest, okay? Look at him. He's grinning. Oh, my goodness. He's so proud.
So happy.
We're brought to you by Gateway Lock and Security. Joke will be brought to you by Mathena Heating and Cooling. So let's just let me talk to you businesses out there. Well, not to the business. Business is not an inanimate thing. It's not a person, but to you, you know who you are. If you have a business and a building and employees and a warehouse or offices or whatever, security. We got two kinds of security we have to deal with now in 2018 and for the last few years. That security online hacking stuff.
Hey, there was a camera business that got it broken into over the weekend, and they caught them on security cameras. But they said now they are adding more because this is not the first time this has happened. So
wait a second, was it a camera business, a security camera business? Put in your purse.
Click. No, it was put in your purse camera. And this is more than once since this has happened. And they said they're tired of it. They're adding more security. So hopefully, they call.
Well, if this was locally, they should call them, because adding more security means a lot of things, not just cameras. It means proximity cards and keyless entry and high-security commercial locks and restricted key systems and master key systems and commercial door locks and door closers and magnetic locks and electric strikers and exit devices like panic bars. See, there's a lot that goes into heavy-duty super compute, security. And that's what Gateway Lock and Security does. For those of you who don't know what a proximity card is, if you haven't ever used one, you've seen them used. We use them to get into 590. We have to have it. We are very famous. People would get to us and do anything to get to us. So, and don't email me saying, it was a joke.
There's a lot of women that just storm.
That's not a joke.
No, that's
like, you think rock stars have groupies? You should be in the radio business.
Oh, that's crazy.
So with a proximity card, we just walk up and hold it near it, and the red light turns green, and in we go. There you go. Keyless entry. That's another big thing. These are the people you want to talk to. Family business, great people. Gateway Lock and Security. GatewayLockAndSecurity.com. The Olympics are over. Woohoo! Enough of it. But every once in a while, not often, but every once in a while, my wife says something, worth mentioning and brings up a good point. And she said, we're watching bobsledding. She said, how do you train for that? And I thought, that's a great question. Where do you go to train for bob? There's not a bobsled course at the school or out in Chesterfield. So it's a great, do they do it on wheels? Like these little bobsleds with rollers on them? I'd have to.
Yeah, I think some places do have that, but there is, where were they saying? I can't remember where it is, but they have an indoor bobsledding course where they train. A lot of them.
But is it ice or is it indoor?
Yeah, it's ice.
Wheel?
Yeah, no, it's ice.
Really?
Yeah.
But there can't be many of those.
No, not many.
So you got to wonder where to, I remember that one, I don't remember who it was, but one of the skiers trained and learned to ski, downhill ski, in his backyard. His dad went out and cut trees down, and they lived out in the, in a cold part of the country, out in the woods. He built like a Hidden Valley type thing for his kids to learn to ski in. But the bobsledding, I don't know. Real quickly, thank you. I should have made note of the person that wrote, I'm sorry I didn't. It's a geodesic dome is what I was trying to think of earlier. When I said they were building these dome homes that look like igloos, but they weren't ice. Yeah, there are a couple in St. Louis. They're called geodesic domes. And I think in the, oh my goodness, the 70s or something, that was a going to be a big deal, but it really wasn't ever a big deal. Kind of like the amphibious, the cars.
Oh,
they go
the
into
ducks?
The lake and become boats. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, they're cars. They look like little convertibles.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
You go in the water and the propellers turn. Now you're in a boat. Those never took off. They've been around for 60 years. And you can see them occasionally on Jay Leno. Jay Leno, I think, has one. But they never took off. By the same token, the geodesic dome never became the house anybody ever really wanted to live in, obviously. But thank you, whoever wrote me, to give me the answer there. And here's another thank you to you in the audience who have proven again what I try to tell prospective advertisers. You react and you respond, and you have saved this show. You have kept this show on the air for a long, long time. Simply by giving our advertisers a chance. Last week, I mentioned a company called Arbor Management. They're headquartered in Edwardsville. It's a family business. They're in the tree business. Arbor. They trim trees. They cut down trees. They grind stumps. They do all that stuff. And I think it's a pretty good chance they're going to become part of this show. And I hope they can. I hope they do. And I said, you know what a great idea. Just go ahead now and call them and... let them see the potential in this show and what can happen when you advertise in the right places. Not only did some of you call Arbor Management in Edwardsville, one of the calls, and I won't mention the guy's name, but hang on here. I'll pull up his email, and I want you to listen to this. He says, Frank, I just spoke to Elizabeth at Arbor Management that you mentioned on the show. They may be coming on as an advertiser. We do repairs and maintenance on over 200 commercial buildings, and our tree guy died last year.
Whoa.
How about this windfall? He said, we can give these people a lot of business if their pricing is in the game. So he has contacted them. He says, I made sure they knew a name in the PM. Wouldn't that be something? They're not even on the air yet. I hope, hey, listen, Nick, if you're listening, do it, whatever you have to do to get this account with these 200 buildings and take care of all their trees, because my goodness, wouldn't that be great? They're not even on yet. It would be horrible though if they call and go, well, we don't need to go on the air now. We've got too much work. All the work we can handle with 200 new buildings. We don't have time for any new business. So thanks a lot, but we can't come on. Thank you, Tom, for calling them. And, Nick, I look forward to talking to you again. Arbor Management. If you just Googled, tree trimming service in Edwardsville, because they're getting ready to come over to St. Louis to do their thing over here, and I hope they do. They will. And it seems like a really good company. What else? Oh, last week. For those of you who didn't hear, I got out of the shower and my women love.
And your wife laughed.
Are you finished?
Oh, yeah.
Finished? Are you finished hurting my feelings?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Okay. No, she didn't laugh. To laugh, she'd have to see me nude. She's never seen me nude. And she's never let me see her nude. Okay. I got out of the shower and put a little, like a robe thing on, a towel, whatever. And she saw me putting my socks on and she says, you don't put cream on your feet? And I said, no, I don't. Well, you should. You know, winter, drier, feet dry out, skin cracks. I finally shut her up. I went over and I grabbed Palmer's coconut butter cream. I started saying, not that, foot cream. You need foot cream.
Oh, yeah.
And I said, listen, let me tell you something, woman. I said, that's all marketing. Lotion, cream, it's kind of all the same thing. Some is thicker than others. Some is thinner. Some is white. Some is cream-colored. Foot cream, they stamp that on there, and people like you buy it in addition to other cream because you think it really is just for foot skin. It's still skin. Well, there's a difference. So Dan sends me a text. Where were you when you took this picture?
We were at Costco.
And he sends me a pic, and he goes, "Hey, Frank, show this to your wife. It's neck cream."
Yes. Okay.
So I told my wife, because I'm doing it in a way like, I'm still kind of making fun. I said, "Oh, by the way, Dan, here," he showed me a picture, "here's some neck cream, you know, foot cream, neck cream." She goes, "Oh, yeah." She's very familiar with it. She says, "That's for the décolleté." Now, hold on. Yeah, thank you. Does anybody here know what décolleté is?
No.
That's the name for your skin on the top upper part of your chest. Above the cleavage, that whole, where you, like if you pat yourself on the chest, that's called décolleté. Now, who knows this? I'll tell you who. Women. Décolleté. And she said, yes, that's special. It's also called sometimes décolletage. It's French. Women even have a name for the skin that's just above the cleavage and below the neck.
A French skier from the Olympics.
Well, it could be. But this, again, confirms what I keep saying about women.
Right, Tim is waiting to say something.
Frank, they're just different. Go ahead.
If you had a sponsor come on and say, "Frank, we want to pay you your normal sponsor fee, and we want you to live advertise and promote our Fat Roll Cream." would you take that deal?
Fat Roll Cream.
Fat Roll Cream.
I love it.
This is Frank
probably
opinion.
Is.
Why don't you get your wife some of Fat Roll Cream and mail them down at Costco?
I would take it on the way I take anything else on if I had evidence that it was legitimate and it was a decent product and it worked. Yeah, I'd take it on. I would also be more than willing to say, even as their spokesman, "Look, I'm not a scientist. This might be cream you could use on other parts of your body, but they want me to market it as Fat Roll Cream, so it's a good cream. I used it, and I used it on my fat roll, I do it."
And it's buy one, get a big-ass cream free.
No. Well, then you'd have to go for ass cream.
Well,
and
yeah.
There is. And, Dan, what's it called? We talked about this years ago. Butt paste.
Yeah,
that's
called
right.
Butt paste. It's for babies.
No, it's a legitimate product. I've seen it like the drugstore. Butt paste.
Yeah.
Butt paste.
Yeah.
All right.
It's supposed to be great. Like if the baby has a rash or if you have a rash down there, just slap a little butt paste on there, and you're good to go.
Now, once again, this is the learning show. Kids, what did we learn today? We learned that décolleté or décolletage is the skin above the cleavage and below the neck, the mm-hmm. upper part of the chest. That actually has a name, and there's a cream for that. Now, just when you thought, well, I wonder how much more stupid people could be, I have an example of how stupid they can be. My older son and both my sons are in the restaurant business. So my son heard me talking about, and this is not a joke, because I saw a picture of the products stacked on a pallet. Diet water.
Diet water.
So he says, "Dad, check this out." He snapped a picture. One of the women who worked for them had run out on break to get something and got a bottle of water. And she brought it back and set it down. He snapped a picture of it. He said, "Check this out." And here's what it said on the bottle. It said, "Something, something, artesian, filtered, whatever, drinking water with hydration."
Hydration?
What the hell?
Yeah. This water is not just water. This is water with hydration.
Wow.
Water is hydration. Okay. But I guess my point is, come on, people. Don't buy anything that insults you. I would not buy it just because I'm insulted that they put put diet water. Water doesn't have any calories. Of course it's diet. Now, Jennifer Lawrence is taking, do you know this story? She's taking a year off acting. She's out of the business for a year. And here's why. And this is her quote. "I'm going to take a year off to fix our democracy." You go, girl.
What?
You go, Jennifer.
Good luck.
And I did not know that everything could be fixed in a year, but apparently it can, and by one person, Jennifer Lawrence. She says, I'm going to fix our device. Now, by the way, she's 27. She dropped out of high school at 14.
Oh, did you? I saw that on, it was CBS Sunday morning, yesterday?
I actually saw it in print.
Oh, okay.
I didn't see Sunday morning. Yet. But she dropped out of high school at 14, 27. She's going to fix our democracy in a year. And this is the chick that in 2016 said, if Trump gets elected, it will be, and here's her quote, the end of the world. Now, let's just think about this. If she's right, he was elected, so it's the end of the world. Why would you take a year off to fix something? You're not going to fix anything. It's the end of the world. You can't fix a world that's ending. That doesn't even make any sense.
According to the interview yesterday that she on CBS Sunday Morning, she has movie deals coming up.
Yeah, Mike Evans was talking about this last week, saying if she's taking a year off, she's got like four movies that are coming out.
Yeah.
Something doesn't add up here.
No.
What I want to know is, what is she going to do to change the democracy?
She's going to go out and to some rallies and get up and talk about how much she hates Donald Trump. That's how she's going to fix democracy. Yeah, she's just going to hang nonsense. And now I'm starting to see the dropped out of high school at 14 IQ coming out when you say things like, I'm going to take a year off and fix our democracy. No, you're not. You're 27. Go do another movie and keep making money. You're good at that.
And she is going to do another movie, and this one has nudity in it. And she has decided to do.
I think that's how you fix everything. Shot. You have all good-looking women do all their movies from now on in the nude. That's how you fix everything.
Well, if you want to see Jennifer Lawrence's boobs, you can just type it into Google, Jennifer Lawrence boobs, and they're right there.
Oh,
well,
yeah.
Limey. I would never do that.
Hey, I'm just saying.
Yeah. I got all the boobs I need right at home. Okay?
Good answer.
I'm not going to do that till the show's over. you heard Tim say at the end of the news, we will not be here Wednesday. That's why we're doing such a great show today. You're probably sitting there listening going, my goodness, this show is so good. I wonder why it's so much better. Well, that's what's going to happen today and tomorrow. Two tremendous shows to make up for the fact that we can't do a show Wednesday because of the basketball game. And if Illinois wins, we won't be here Thursday. So we got to jam into maybe 2 days great material, which I think is what we're doing right now. It speaks for itself. What else did I want to make sure? Oh, okay. All right. We've talked about this stuff before. These idiot kids that go online and they see some stunt like car surfing. They stand on the hood of a car, and then they get killed. Oh, man. I can't feel bad for them because it was a stupid thing to do. Do you guys know what the No Lackin' Challenge is?
I have no idea.
All right. This is another thing that started on the Internet, and now there's a kid who's been shot in the head. Lackin', if you're really hip, is a term apparently that's used for meaning you're not armed. You don't have a gun. You're lacking. Okay. I lack a firearm, so you're lacking.
Right. Okay.
The No Lackin' Challenge, this just happened last week. Apparently, these idiots go up to a friend and you draw a real handgun, a real weapon. And that other person draws his to show that he's not lacking. It's the No Lackin' Challenge. So I go up to Dan, I pull a gun, are you lacking? And he pulls his to show he's not. That's it. That's the game. Here's the bad news. Some moron, I think it was Memphis, but I'm not sure, pulled a gun. The other guy pulls a gun. Only one guy's gun goes off and shoots the other guy in the head. Wow, what a great game. Mm. How stupid is this stuff? How did we start giving birth to kids that are dumb enough to do this? Is it in the normal person something in your brain going, I'm not going to do that, and I'll tell you why. First of all, I'm going to pull out a gun somewhere. I shouldn't be carrying a gun anyway. I could go to jail for that. And two, you start whipping out guns on each other, somebody could get shot. What happened to that just common sense? It's gone. That's what happened. It doesn't exist anymore, I don't think. And, man, I say this for the last because I don't want to get mad. If I dwell on this, I'll get mad. I'm so tired of them framing rappers.
Oh.
And making it look like rappers are criminals.
Yeah.
Have you heard the latest?
Mm-mm.
One of my favorite rappers, Young Boy Never Broke Again. Do you know this guy?
Oh, Young Boy Never Broke
right,
Again.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, heck yeah.
He's my ringtone.
Your ringtone.
Doesn't that sound more like a Native American Indian name?
Young Boy Never Broke Again.
Yeah. He was arrested in Tallahassee, Florida, Saturday night for an outstanding warrant. He's 18 years old. Real name, Kentrell Deshaun Golden. Was discovered by law enforcement, saw him. He's a fugitive from Georgia for assault, weapons violations, kidnapping. The no smoke rapper, I don't know what that means. Does that mean he doesn't smoke marijuana? The no smoke rapper is scheduled to appear in court Monday. And it's not the first time that Young Boy Never Broke Again has been in trouble. In 2016, Young Boy Never Broke Again was arrested in a case connected to a series of shootings in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. I say, frame up, frame up, frame up.
Oh, yeah.
I say it's all crap. He didn't do anything. Let him go and back off with the rappers.
All rappers are lacking.
Speaking up for all rappers now.
They're all lacking. Yeah.
No, they're not lacking. Lacking means I don't have a gun. Rappers are not lacking. I almost forgot. Joke's brought to you by Matheny Heating. Hold on, ladies. Just hold on. I'll look at them. They can't wait to get here. Look what they're wearing today, too. Not much. Matheny Heating and Cooling sponsors the joke today. It's a joke, I might add, that I've only told one time. I told it about a year ago. So this is a pretty new, fresh joke. And told it a year ago, got one complaint. So, you know, keep those complaints coming from somebody who wrote me who didn't know the difference between a joke and actually making fun of somebody. Brought to you by Matheny Heating and Cooling. They've been a part of this show for, oh my God, easily 15 years, I would say. I think I'm safe there. Family business, 76 years. The only bad news here is for people who don't live in St. Louis or St. Charles County. And I'm sure there are some terrific Matheny quality heating and cooling companies serving people in Illinois. If you know who that is, or you are that company, why don't you shoot me an email and we'll do commercials for you for the people over there who can't use Matheny. My email address is frankopinion@yahoo.com. Now, for those of you in St. Louis and St. Charles County, as Gomer Pyle would have said, lucky, lucky, lucky. You are. You are lucky because you can have Matheny service your heating and cooling system. You can have them replace it like they just did mine. I got a good 20 years out of mine. I can't complain. It was a Trane system. The new system they put in is American Standard. And I know I'm going to be thrilled with it. I'm not going to have to worry about anything for a long time because it's like a 10-year warranty on this thing. So say goodbye to all that worrying about how much is this part going to cost or whatever. I don't have to deal with that for a while. Matheny, this is a name you should know because once you use them, I can't imagine you'll ever want anybody else coming to your home or business. And by the way, no home or business too large or small. You just need to be in St. Louis or St. Charles County. MatheneyHeatingAndCooling.com. Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
Guy has three daughters. And one of his daughters comes up and kind of tugs on his sleeve. And he says, yes, Rose, what is it? She says, Dad, I'm just curious. My name, Rose, was I named after an aunt or somebody in the family? He goes, No. No, I'm glad you asked that. You're old enough to know this story. It's a really interesting story. Rose, when you were born, we had taken you from the maternity part. They brought you into the room with your mom, and I was in there, and put you down in the bed next to your mom. And there were a lot of flowers in the room because, you know, people send flowers to you when you're in the hospital. Your mom was in the hospital giving birth, so you got a lot of flowers and a rose petal. Just a single petal, just for no real reason that we could explain, just fell right off and landed right on your little forehead. And we looked at it and looked at each other, and we hadn't named you yet. And it was like, bing, light went off. Rose. Meant to be. We named you Rose. Isn't that a great story, honey? She said, sure is, Dad. Thanks. A while later, one of his other daughters, he has three, comes up and kind of pulls on his shirt. And he goes, yes, Lily. What is it? She says, my sister Rose just told me how she got her name. I was just wondering how I got my name. Somebody in our family named Lily, like an aunt? Or he goes, no, nobody. It's a great story. And the chances of something like this happening more than once are probably astronomical. But, honey, when you were born, we didn't have a name for you right away either. We didn't even have a name there at the hospital like we finally did for your sister Rose. We didn't know what to name you. And we were told, well, there's no hurry. You can go home and think of a name. So that's what we did. We took you home with no name. Honey, you didn't have a name when you came home. And some people, some nice neighbors and friends had, you know, brought some flowers to the house, just like they did at the hospital. And can you believe it? A lily petal, just part of a lily, fell off and landed on your little head. And we thought, well, this is unbelievable. This is what happened at the hospital with Rose. So we named you Lily. Isn't that a great story? She said, sure is, Dad. Thanks. Next day, his third daughter comes up to him and said, hey, hey. He says, yes, what is it, cinder block?
All right, let's check traffic now with Tori Lyons.
Traffic's brought to you by Pizza Hut. Accident westbound 70 at Route K. You're also jamming westbound 364 at Route K. A crash eastbound 270 at 367. You're solid eastbound 64 and eastbound 70 into the Poplar. And volume eastbound 70 crossing the Museum Veterans Bridge. Right now at Pizza Hut, get two medium, two topping pizzas for just $5.99 each. It's the deal you want on the pizza you crave. $5.99 medium pizzas because no one out pizzas the Hut. I'm Tori Lyons reporting for 590 The Fan. Now back to the Large Morning Show in the afternoon.
Are you ready? Are your pants on?
Just a couple of superstars hanging out in the men's room.
Oh. Hey, this is Tom.
That guy's attractive, Doug.
Remember that first time you Robin fed your boo? Warm meat and breathy chewing fill the air. The brisket sweats wash over you both, while that sticky sweet sauce binds her taut, rewarding bodies.
It make my ass chesty.
Love yourself. Love me. Love Salt and Smoke.
I know a lot about Sharp City.
And it's great.
Whether you're looking to fillet up a Dover sole or slice into your favorite cattleman's cut, the folks over at Bertarelli Cutlery know all the ins and outs about how to get your kitchen knives as sharp as the Dickens. Family owned and operated for over 50 years, Bertarelli Cutlery offers St. Louis's finest knife sharpening services, as well as having all the gadgets and gizmos for your kitchen needs. So head on down to Bertarelli Cutlery on the Hill, visit them on Facebook or online at BertarelliCutlery.com.
More fresh thinking from Schnucks. Fresh steak, fresh sausage, fresh kebabs, fresh ground beef, fresh salmon burgers. We cut, grind, and prepare them in the store every day. Our apologies. This will put immense pressure on your side dishes. This week, get our Meat Masters Value Pack fresh regular ground beef for just $2.99 a pound or less. Ground fresh daily, sold in packages of 3 pounds or more. Schnucks, fresh every day.
Hey, St. Louis, it's time for you to get cleaned up at Lady Jane's Haircuts for Men in Brentwood on Hanley Road just south of Highway 40 or O'Fallon on the corner of Highway K and Fizey Road. Lady Jane's Haircuts for Men in St. Louis, it's wicked awesome.
I know what that music means. We're going to Southern California. Check in with Mike Evans, courtesy of Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market. Right next door to each other. Same proprietor, same great quality, same great attitude about, hey, we don't accept anything but perfection in our products and our service and everything they do. That's Annie Gunn's and the Smokehouse, and you will need reservations for dinner because they're busy, and they're busy because they're good. They're east of all the other stuff in Chesterfield Valley, and they sell gift cards every day. We bought gift cards. We bought them not just in the holiday season, but anytime you want to give somebody something, you think, what can I give them that I know they'll like and they'll use? Boom! Any guns or the smokehouse. And now, from Southern California, here is Mike Evans.
That's right. Hi, how are you? Hello, Beverly.
Whoa. I was in a place a couple days ago, and it was a restaurant, cafe type thing. And there was somebody there. It was a wine tasting. I had like three wines. And my wife hates this when I do this, but the guy comes over and he starts going through this whole ritual about this wine, and he has little sample cups, and he goes, what do you think? And I said, I can't stand it. I said, I hate it. And she looked at me like, how rude. Well, I didn't like it. I didn't like it. He said, hang on. And he says, I got one you might like. And he brings another one over, and it was some Merlot or something. He pours it and goes, how about that? And I said, I can't stand this either. I said, I don't like them. And, well, we got out to the car, and she went, you have to stop doing that. And I said, what, telling the truth? I didn't like them. I didn't.
You know, I talked to Kirk Douglas one time, and I remember a tape of him. Oh. I asked him to try some wine. Here's what I said. I said, Kirk, how do you like this wine? He said, I can't stand it.
Was Kirk trying to do an impression of somebody like Boris Karloff or something?
Please.
Or like Sasquatch?
You ended the week by being mean to me last week. Don't do it this week.
No, I'm sorry.
Let's be honest. Let's take the high road and just have a wonderful time.
I'm sorry.
You don't have to be sorry.
5 minutes.
With the Oscar next Sunday, and I'll be all over them for you, the pop quiz theme this week is all about Oscar winners. Today, name the name of the Oscar winner who operated an elevator at a Los Angeles department store before acting. Jack Nicholson.
Who?
Who won for Cuckoo's Nest in 1975.
That's Jack Nicholson doing Kirk Douglas.
Yeah.
John Voight, who won for Coming Home. Marlon Brando.
Don't have a bowel movement.
Who first won for Waterfront in 1954. Or Bing Crosby.
Bing Crosby?
He sounded like Tom Brokaw.
My way. Who won for Going My Way in 1944.
I'm
dreaming of a white Christmas.
This is like the Make-A-Wish Foundation auditions contest.
Well, I'll tell you, I've been Crosby.
Call your voice.
That's Bing Crosby.
No,
this is
not.
Like the Winter Special Olympics.
Yeah.
It sounds like Will Smith. Love Nuggets, 6'7", former heavyweight champion of the world, Vladimir Klitschko, and his 5-foot girlfriend, Hayden Panettiere.
Yeah.
Have been dating for years. They have a daughter. And now I'm hearing they are finally getting married this summer.
If I lived in Russia, the last name I would name my kid is Vladimir, because there's like 9,000 of them or more. Vladimir.
Yeah, there's probably more.
She's been known to run around sticking her nose in his business all the time, though.
What do you mean by that?
What business?
When he takes a poop, she sticks her nose in
it? No!
Huh?
She's 5 foot, he's what, 6'7" or something like that?
So if he turns around, she tries
no.
to hug him?
Mike,
her nose
no.
is
Mike,
right
Mike,
business.
Mike,
no. Hello?
Mike, here's how you end this. Just do this. Go, ha-ha, that's a good one, Dan.
That's what that's a good one.
Oh, thanks.
See, now move on, just move on.
Anyway.
No.
I have a Hayden Panettiere story for you. I was at the first Obama inauguration at a private party and walked up to the bar, and Hayden was ordering a drink. Got a chance to just hear and I standing there together.
That's a good story.
I thought it was a good story. She was a very nice girl. Okay. Some people just like to be mean to the talent.
Yeah, Dan.
I'm dreaming of
three,
a white
three
Christmas.
Minutes. 3 minutes.
They're trying to keep it quiet, but Heidi.
Six.
They're trying to keep it quiet, but Heidi Klum.
Yeah.
And Adrian Brody are dating. He's never been married, has no kids. Heidi's been married twice, has 4 kids. Both of them are 44.
He's a good-looking guy.
Oh yeah.
Oh, right.
Uh-huh. Scumbucket.
Man, it was a joke.
Scumbucket Kevin Federline, a.k.a. K-Fed, who had two kids with Britney Spears, 12 years ago has been getting $20,000 a month's child support despite only having the kids 8 days a month.
Wow. Way to go, Kev. Way to go,
Kev. He's taking Britney to court next week, and he's demanding child support be bumped to $40,000 a month.
Hey, man, if he can get it, more power to him.
Oh, man.
For the record, Federline has not worked in years. He has six kids with three different women and is not married. Real estate news, Tom Brady's wife, Gisele Bündchen, is a real pain in the buttocks. This according to construction workers who are building their $20 million New York City condo. They say Gisele shows up early in the morning wearing a hard hat and telling them what to do, and you got to speed up. You got to hurry up.
Can you imagine how much?
Can
you? Yeah, I was going to. Can you imagine how much people like that resent people like her? They're out there working their butts out, making what these two make in 10 minutes,
and the freezing cold
in a month. In the cold, and for her to have that attitude, they have to just want to deliberately do something to that place that they won't discover for about 5 years. Yeah,
I agree.
I can't imagine working with somebody like that.
Then you got Mary J. Blige, who paid $12 million for a New Jersey chateau mansion 8 years ago. She's selling it for $9 million just to get the cash out of it and pay the IRS, who's really been nipping at her heels. She owes the IRS. Wants to take care of that. I don't blame her for that. I've had some trouble with them before in the years past. They're no fun. And finally, Oscars next Sunday. Oscar pop quiz all week long. Name the name of the Oscar winner who worked as a L.A. department store elevator operator. Jack Nicholson, John Voight, Marlon Brando, Bing Crosby.
I'm going to go with John Voight.
Man, I was going to say John Voight.
Bing Crosby.
Man, I got to go Brando.
Here's a hint. When people would get in the elevator, he was known to say, I could have been somebody.
Jack Nicholson?
No.
Marlon Brando spent 6 months working as a customer in the customer elevator at May Company Department Stores on 6th and Flower in downtown Los Angeles. You see, people get in the elevator, and he goes, I could have been somebody. Instead, I'm a bum.
And they said, why are you talking like Kirk Douglas?
Yeah.
So sad.
Too bad
ladies and gentlemen, do you that see how sad. I'm treated? Do you see
that
how
I'm treated? Too bad it wasn't Jack Nicholson. They go, Sporting Goods, Notions, Freaking Man.
Now, see, that's a good impression. That's how you do it.
But the answer wasn't Jack Nicholson.
I know.
Doesn't but I matter.
And it wasn't was. John Travolta.
Oh, my goodness.
Nobody did John Travolta. But since you asked for it, see, now he's mad because you did a good impression. His was horrible. Yeah. That was Mike Evans. He's brought to you by Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market. He did, east of all the other stuff. And what?
He did like five impressions during that skit, and I give him like a D and four Fs. I mean,
they were pretty bad.
Yes.
Annie Gunn's and the Smokehouse gift cards. Gift cards are always a good idea. Now, you have just enough time to thank the longest-running sponsor on this show. The show, this sponsor has been part of the show, certainly before the show came here, even before we were at the other place for 20 years they were on. Before that, Thompson Price. Thompson Price, Kitchens, Baths, Homes. And by the way, their business is really good. They are very busy. And you know why? Because AM and the PM people trust this show. And when we say, we don't care how many kitchen and bath people you talk to, how many companies, just at least include this one. When they do that, guess who wins the bidding? Guess who gets the job? Thompson Price. And you're not going to know why until you talk to them. And please just do this. Include Thompson Price. Make sure the name Price is in at least one of the companies that you're dealing with or talking to. And I think I know who you're going to end up going with. The showroom is in De Pere, less than a quarter mile east of 270. Go in there. It's a really nice place. They're nice people. And then let them come out to your house and measure the kitchen and or bathroom and come back to you with their ideas. But there's going to be a process, and they want a lot of answers to a lot of questions, but it's all for a good reason. Thompson Price, kitchens, baths, home, thompsonprice.com. Look at that, right on the money. Just enough time to say thank you so much for being with us. Join us tomorrow. It'll be a great show because there's not one on Wednesday. Thank a police officer every chance you get. Have a great Monday evening, everybody.
You got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your old past said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end. My only friend, the end.
Some folks has asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? Well, I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending. That's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell. Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear?
Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you, bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Get you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling.
All right, Dan.
All right, Dan. Goodbye.
All right, Dan.
Bye, y'all.
This is Jim Hayes. You are listening to 590 The Fan, KFNS Wood River, St. Louis, the home of...